I would never have guessed that we were going to be talking to Billy Ray Cyrus about his friendship with Kurt Cobain.
How did that start? Did he reach out to you, or did you reach out to him, or did you just bump into each other at an award show? Or
it was one night. I was on tour. It was 93, and his rig was coming out of some arena somewhere, and mine was pulling in. And they were tearing down, and my rig was there to set up. And I walked in to, you know, take a look at the venue, and back in the shadows, some guy stepped up to me and said, "Congratulations on everything." And I looked over, and it was Kurt Cobain.
Did you recognize him?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, completely different musical genres. And
are you in full acid wash jeans, mullet, and duster at this point?
I think I was in sweatpants. Okay. I just climbed off the bus.
All right.
You know, probably sitting there, you know, definitely, probably full mullet, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely full mullet. Go ahead.
What do you suppose it was about your success at that time that made Kurt Cobain even look? Because, you know, he was a pretty conflicted soul. I mean, he loved making music and he loved writing poetry, but I almost hated the fame. And you were the antithesis of that, you know?
You know what? I just think that in some ways, especially the more I've learned and the more I've studied where he comes from, where his family life, I know that was pretty tough as a kid and growing up through high school. We had a lot of similarities.
So the parallels were there, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of parallels. And then, oddly, we're both left-handed. There wasn't that many left-handed guitar pickers out there at the time. There was just a bit of that. And then the last time that I saw him, ironically, was at an award show. And he said he had made a reference about, "I read that you got a little girl." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I got a little girl too. Name's Frances." Uh-huh. And that was the last time that we ever spoke.
Wow.
And for him to even talk to you, because what could be less cool to the entire grunge movement than Billy Ray Cyrus? But for the guy who invented the grunge movement to still be like communicating with you on a level that
he was grounded.
Yeah, you know? None of these fans would ever have understood. That's just, you know what? I've always had this sort of hatred for Kurt Cobain for killing himself and ruining music, and now I see him in a whole completely different light just because of your relationship with him. Wow.
Well, you know what? I'll go ahead and tell you the first words that he ever spoke to me. He said, "Congratulations.
Yeah.
You pissed the whole world off." Yeah, true story.
Yeah,
bring a tear to your eye, don't it, Billy?
That was the first words he ever spoke, and that's I looked up at us, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, wow.
And we shook hands, and it was like there was just a bond or something there. There was a wall came down.